Hello, everyone. You are listening to Academic Writing Podcast,
brought to you by the Higher School of Economics. My name is Katya.
And my name is Grant. We are here today to discuss vocabulary and rhetorical strategies for comparing and contrasting.
Thank you for being here, Grant. You know, I'm currently writing a research paper on the critical discourse strategies of Russian and American students, and I ran into the problem of varying my vocabulary, as I seem to use too many of the same words, such as like and unlike. Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. And believe me, you're not the only one who has this problem. But I do have good news for you. It can be solved rather painlessly.
All right, I'm all ears.
Okay. When you mentioned the topic of our meeting in the email, I started looking for a sample text for you to give you an idea of what you're aiming at, and I think I found a good one.
Bring it on.
Okay, here it is. American Democrats and Republicans represent opposite ends of the ideological spectrum. Democrats traditionally hold liberal social views, whereas Republicans adhere to conservative ones. The differences between the two parties arise over a number of vital issues such as government's role in the economy, personal welfare, and taxation. Generally, Democrats believe that government should regulate business and that a lack of regulation led to the Great Depression of the 1930s and the credit crunch of 2008. On the contrary, Republicans claim to follow the economic principles of the Founding Fathers, who supposed that, as Thomas Jefferson put it, that government is best which governs least. Accordingly, Democrats suppose that government is responsible for the well-being of its citizens and therefore should support state welfare through various social programs. Conversely, Republicans encourage self-reliance and support the initiative to provide for one's own prosperity without public handouts. These approaches explain the two parties' preferences in fiscal policy. Democrats suggest increasing taxation in order to finance wealth redistribution, while Republicans push for lower taxes in order to stimulate wealth concentration. The two parties seem to have incompatible goals. At the same time, both of them claim to represent a country founded on the principles of a free market economy, limited government intervention, and individualism.
That sounds great. The author compared the two parties so well.
Not exactly compared. He actually contrasted them.
Is there a difference?
Yeah. In English, to compare means to highlight similarities, while to contrast means to point out the differences.
Good to know. I never thought about it.
So, which contrasting terms did you catch?
Well, I remember he used the noun difference, the phrase on the contrary, the adjective opposite, and something else. Could you give me the whole list so that I could memorize it better?
Okay, so the author achieved his goal of contrasting the two parties by using seven devices. Difference, which is a noun. Opposite, which is an adjective. Conversely, an adverb. Whereas and while, both conjunctions. And two transitional phrases, on the contrary and at the same time. Okay, how about if I give you the words and word combinations and you make sentences with them?
Deal.
Each contrasting paragraph should start with a topic sentence in which you will signal the reader as to what you're going to talk about. In your case, you have to name the subjects and say whether you will compare or contrast them. You can use the words difference or different or opposite for this. So, can you make your topic sentence, which is the main idea of your paragraph?
Let me try. Russian and American students exhibit opposite trends when it comes to debating strategies.
Good job. Opposite already tells me you are going to contrast them. But could you be more specific? You might want to use another contrasting word.
All right. In particular, their argumentation, linguistic methods, and questioning suggest significant differences in approaches.
Much better. The word differences reinforces your initial statement. So now you can introduce particular examples of the differences you mentioned. Start with whereas. This conjunction links two simple sentences into a compound sentence, and it can appear at the beginning of the first part of the sentence or the second part. Give it a try.
Here. Whereas Russian students build their arguments around theoretical assumptions, their American counterparts prefer to turn to specific examples.
Good. You can now move whereas in this sentence. For example, Russian students do this and that, whereas their U.S. counterparts do that and this. Besides this, the conjunction while has the same usage. It also allows us to contrast information in the two parts of a compound sentence.
I got it. So, whereas and while are interchangeable.
In this context, yes. Let's make another example with the adverb conversely. This one usually appears at the very beginning of a sentence and is followed by a comma. In this case, it introduces a contrast to the information in the previous sentence. Try it.
Russian students tend to use compound sentences with a complicated structure, filled with sophisticated terms. Conversely, American students keep the sentence structure simple and filled with vivid language.
All right. In your paper, those would look like two separate sentences. The second sentence will start with conversely.
I'll try to remember to put a comma after this word.
Please do. And again, the adverb conversely can be substituted by the transitional phrase on the contrary, which is also followed by a comma. So you can say, on the contrary, American students do this and that.
So I suppose that conversely and on the contrary are similar in usage to the transitional phrase at the same time.
Not really. Conversely and on the contrary usually contrast two different subjects. In your case, Russian and American students.
All right.
But the phrase at the same time can also suggest contradictions in the actions of one and the same subject. Remember, in our sample paragraph, the author wrote, the two parties seem to have incompatible goals. At the same time, both of them represent one country.
I see now. So, can I put it like this? Russian students use complicated structures. At the same time, they also try to incorporate vivid language.
Yes, this is okay. So, can you name all the contrast devices that we just used?
I'll try. So it's difference, opposite, conversely, whereas, while, on the contrary, and at the same time.
Good job. So do you feel that you lack some vocabulary still?
Sure. Now I want to learn the same thing for the actual comparison. I would also like to discuss similarities between Russian and American students in my paper.
Well, we would have to meet again for this, as I would have to find another sample paragraph with good devices for you.
I'd really appreciate that, so we'll see you soon.
All right, get your examples ready.
I will, and thank you so much for today, Grant. And I'm off to put it all down to paper.
Best of luck to you, Katya. We invite you to check your comprehension with the following questions.
Grant will ask you a question. You answer it first.
And then we will listen to Katya's answer. Question 1. Which adverb can be used to convey contrast?
Conversely.
Question 2. Which adjective suggests that two subjects are conflicting?
Opposite.
Question 3. Name two conjunctions that highlight contradiction.
Whereas and while.
Question 4. Give two transitional phrases used for contradictions.
On the contrary and at the same time. You've been listening to Academic Writing Podcast, brought to you by the Higher School of Economics.
You can find a PDF with the highlights of this podcast on our website.
Stay tuned for more.